talk to crackhead Alaysia. Alaysia? Who got you f***ed up? You got a husband?
No.
Okay, be quiet. I want... What? That's... I'm not saying if she don't got a husband, she got to be quiet. I would like to meet Alaysia, though.
Hold on, wait. I don't have no husband. I'm only 21. I'm still in college.
Okay. Congratulations. Can y'all... Listen, she a little drunk, but... I want y'all to clap it up for her being in college and getting her together. Please.
And this is a 40-year-old who's single. My mama's single.
If it's a 40-year-old who's single, your mama's single. Where's your mama at?
Right here.
What? That's your mama that's been trying to shut you up all night? Your mama look younger than you. Alaysia, you need to slow down. What's your mama name? Let me see if I can find you a stepdaddy.
It's Shay.
Shay, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, you even sound sexy. God damn. Can we see Shay a little bit better? Shay, turn your head to that way. Let me see your whole sh-. Oh, you got the little Amish sideburns. I like that. But I'm gonna tell you right now, Shay, it's gonna be hard to hook you up with somebody when your baby this goddamn wild. There's not a man in the world that wants to come over there and that in the living room. Shay, what you do for money? Let's find out your credentials so we can find you an eligible bachelor.
I work for the Toledo Police Department.
Who?
Toledo Police Department.
You hear them punk ass claps?
Yeah.
Don't nobody believe in you.
I'm Toledo. I just work there.
Okay, so it's just a job to you. All right, so Shay, you work for the Toledo Police Department. That means you the police or you work down there in administration? I heard that's both. Your baby f***ing up your chances, okay?
It's time to go pee and go to bed.
It's time for her to go pee and go to bed. Let me talk to Alaysia since she can't control herself. Alaysia, what's wrong, baby? Yeah, we can. What are we praying for?
Her.
Just in general? Okay, I don't play with God. Father God, we come to you humbly with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, asking that you put your hands of protection over Alaysia. Please let her get just a little more distance between the thought and then her saying it out loud, Father God. Please. And please let all the police in the room know Alaysia got good spirits and good intentions. So if you pull her over, please let her make it home. Alaysia got a mama that care for her that worked for the Toledo Police Department. She's just a little fast, Lord. Slow her down. We ask these blessings in your son Jesus' name we pray. And the crowd say,
amen.
That's for you, Alaysia. Okay, I don't play with God. All right, so Shay, I'm going to try to hook you up. But this is what I need to know. I need to know a couple more things about you. You got some good money out there? You all right, Toledo? Okay, you got some money? Okay, all right. You got some, let's stand up. Let's everybody look at you. Uh-huh, got to see the whole thing. Yeah, be quiet, Alaysia. Shut the f*** up, Alaysia. All right, Shay, don't sit down on all that goddamn. Yeah. You got on a diaper. That thing got a fat ass. That's you or that's God? God put that ass on you natural the way it was sitting right there. It was suggested. Alaysia, shut the f*** up. Matter of fact, when I say Alaysia, y'all say the other part. Alaysia! Shay, what you like? Five physical things about the man of your dreams, if we can find him. If he's in here, he might be upstairs. He can't see you good, you can't see him good, but I can. Tell him about himself.
Taller than me.
Well, we don't know how tall you are.
5'7".
5'7". All that ass. I'm sorry, you deserve better. I don't want to just be reducing women to ass and I apologize. Okay, you better than that. So how much ass is that though? If we was to just... All right, Shay, tell me about the man of your dreams. Five physical things, ready, go. Taller than you, so you 5'7".
Nice smile.
Smile.
Determined. Know what he wants out of life.
Physical. Y'all both a little slow. What'd he look like, Jay?
Dark skin.
What'd you say, Alasia? You don't care about looks?
Okay.
So any ethnicity, we good?
Yeah.
Bet. White man, Asian man,
yeah.
Cambodian. All right, we wide open. We wide open, Dave. What about legs? Don't get it twisted. He will stand up in that though. Sometimes you got to stand up in it. Okay, tell me about who he is then, since physical don't matter to you.
I mean, just a God-fearing man.
God-fearing, determined.
Wants to, a gentleman. Wants to be a family man. Wants to
manly man.
Grow and do better.
Wants to grow and do better. What? How? Why? That's crazy timing. Like, she's saying what she wants. Somebody's like, that don't exist. Okay, but let's do this though. Let's get you standing up one more time. Give us one more little spin. Fellas, if you're single and you're eligible bachelor, you got your she said on the list, this is the time to pay attention. Give us a spin, Shay. Let's see what it's hitting on. Okay. Stop right there. Look at the camera. Show your smile, baby. Let them see your smile. Face card. Gerber baby. All right. We got any men that's interested, clap two times. All right. We got some action. He came here from Cincinnati late. Nationality does not matter, sir, so let's get to know you a little bit. Who are you? Gary from Cincinnati. What do you do for money, Gary? Did you just yell out, meat man? Hey, yo. Gary. So are you a butcher? Wait, he owns a wholesale company? You sell meat door to door. That's how I got through college. All right, so Gary, the meat man from Cincinnati. Alasia wanna know if you sell pot roast. He said, shut the f*** up. Shay, I think y'all gonna be all right. Got the kind of man that'll tell your baby shut up. I like that. She don't need to be told to shut up. She need to be put outside and left out there for a few days until she start being concerned about whether you actually gonna open the door at some point. I'm gonna let you in if you shut the f*** up. What's your name? Alicia. Nice to meet you. I like how you got the highlights in your hair, the glasses, and the shirt all go together. Got a little swagger to you. I like that. So who you with? Did you by yourself too? Shut up. Your boyfriend at home watching the kids? Like titties and shoulders down here? You single? Kinda. Somebody be in that fishing tank, huh? They be in there. Hell yeah. I just want some legs. Yeah, like, whatever. Move your fins out the way. So you in a situationship? Is he your boyfriend or not? Should he be, in your opinion? Does he know that? What's his name? And what's his wife's name? Look at, yep, see, I know how this works. She's like, shut the f*** up, it's my boss. Look at the camera, though, and maybe say his name and say, make me your girlfriend. That way, if I do post it, you got that personal message to him in front of the entire world. That would be cool. You want to look at him, talk to him, and mermaid? I think we should hook you up with somebody that don't got a wife. That way you can just have them all to yourself. Do you want me? I'm a matchmaker. Would you like me to do my magic for you? He does not have a wife. Okay. How long y'all been? 2 years? The old black man was like, they let you do that? Yeah. Back in my day, you had to get married after you 2 years straight at the crack. All right, tell me physical, 5'9 and up, what else? Black, African American. Somebody said, damn. She likes what she likes. It is what it is. Black, what else? 190 and up. What's the cap? Well, how big? 250. All right, that's not me. Just in case if you're trying to build me, you'd have f- this Build-A-Bear up. I'm medium. You want a medium, smallish. 250, he can still skydive. Okay. I found out I can't go, bro. I tried to go. They were like, what kind of parachutes do you think we got up here? All right, tell me about his personality. Give me four things about his insides. God-fearing. Like reads the Bible God-fearing? The whole thing? Like the book of Eli, he got to say it back? What if he just know the Lord's Prayer and he try not to sin? What if he don't even know that? He just be like, Lord, help me today. What if when he think of Jesus, it don't look like him? You want him to know the Bible? You just want to welcome to 2 Corinthians 1:9. He's like, the Lord came through the tabernacle. You want a pastor? Church, but he don't got to go to theology school. Okay, so he just got to go to church and be thick, big shoulders, 250 pounds or 190 pounds, 31 to 37. Yeah, yeah, 192, yeah. I think I'm kind of figuring out why you're single. Let me get two more things. Good sense of humor. And honest.
Take her.
We got action. Stand up. Don't show. Hold on. Show him. Sir, look at me. Don't look at the camera at all. Look at me.
Take her.
Grab a little bit of your jeans next to your. Don't grab it. Leave it where it's at. But pull the jeans next to it. Pull your chest back. She likes chest. Pull your chest out. Matter of fact, take off that Mr. Rogers ass jacket you got on. Tony, look at the screen. Tony, look at the screen. Not him. Sir, on the count of three, I want you to throw the sexiest face you got down the lens of that camera right there. Show him right now. That's you, Tony. That's your king. That's what you described. That's everything you said. You literally said a full list. I found the one man in Oklahoma City that fits everything. And your goofy ass like, I don't know. What? Oh, we got another one?
Go.
Okay, show him. Put your head down. Turn sideways. Put your head down. Yeah, down. That boy looked like a washed up Vince Carter. Why you got teeth like a 7-year-old? I've been biting Capri Sun packets wide open. All right, Tony. If you want me to find out more about him, I will. Okay, she likes you. Stand back up. You got a chance. Wait, what? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. She was like, not this, the other guy. That's a really f***ed up way. What's your name, man? I'm sorry. Yeah. Ibrahim? He knows the entire Bible. He's in it. He's in it. Ibrahim. I'm not going to try no more. Why you keep... Wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
Sir, you got gay hands. Don't no goddamn heterosexual male point to himself with his goddamn fingernails together like that. He was like, who, me? That's a gay man. I know a gay man when I see one. You tried to get me. I know. That's you, fabulous. You ain't slick. You done broke the screen. He's so gay, the goddamn screen broke. The screen was like, hell no. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I want you to come out here into that open spot. Sir, come down here, meet your queen. I need to see your physical energy. I just want you to give her a hug. That's all. Just give her a hug. Let me see the energy.
Love, so many things I got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility you look at me differently, love.
You guys got really good energy. As a matter of fact, kiss in the mouth right now. Just a peck. No, the mouth. Just like that. Please, before I do a cannonball on you, please kiss him in the mouth. Just give him one little kiss. Give him a little kiss. You willing to wait for the kiss? You gonna be a gentleman and a scholar about it? I don't know where you're going. You need to get her number. What the fuck is going on? Don't act like I'm rushing you. I just tried to get your dick sucked. The fuck? He's like, come on, man. Chill, chill. No, you chill. Even Stacy like, get your number. I'm sorry. I've gone too far. What in the Tiger Woods? Tony, what the fuck going on? Where did you come from? Go back there. Get your hating ass up out the way. God damn. What the fuck just happened? You need to join the hair club. That look like somebody started a fire in the wild on his head. I got a spark. You have to nurture it. When you get an ember, you have to. Tony, you entertain that too much. You should have shut the ball one down right when he came up.
You'd be like, oh my God, choices.
Now let me talk to Thunder Throat. She about to explode up there. Go shine way up there to the balcony right there. You don't want to, what? That was him doing the yelling?
Take her.
What? Say that again. What's his name? Stacy. How you doing, Stacy? Stand up, Stacy. I want to make sure this is really happening. Are you? Tell me, is this real? The biggest, the largest. Y'all give it up for Big X, the plug. Stacy, what you do for money, man? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, shit. Well, no, fuck that. Why he sound like that? Stacy, he's what? He's artistic? Me too. You just got to get a paintbrush. Oh, artistic. Ma'am. Ma'am, this is crazy. You backing me into a goddamn corner, ma'am. You got your autistic baby heckling at my goddamn show. If he gonna be autistic, he can be quiet too. Pinch his leg. Stacy, sit down. Please don't make me do all this shit. Please, Stacy, please. Please, Stacy, please sit your goddamn ass down. You're a king. You're special. You can do anything you put your mind to, but don't listen to your mama no more. You hear me? She just tried to set you up. Ma'am, are you crazy? Do you not know what I do? put the camera on that awkward couple. They look very nervous, like they're not supposed to be together. What's going on, sir? You cheating? Huh? Well, move your hand out your face. Let the community see you. You can't keep trying to hide behind your hand, Ray Lewis. Move your goddamn hand. You see what I'm talking about? All right, you're going on the screen in 3, 2.
Second. 1.
Hell, God, it's a city. Well, y'all are. Every woman got crazy. What is in the food? I know it's a girl with no like that. I'll leave. So y'all on a date? Why y'all look uncomfortable? Move your hand out front of your mouth. That's your wife. I like how you standing on business. How long y'all been married? 9 and a half. You counting halves? I like that. I like that. How'd you meet her? You want me to come back? What just happened to your mouth? What the fuck is going on in Oklahoma City, man? Am I just finding all the autistic people at the same? Back to back to back to back. Shout out my Stacy. I see you, Stacy. Stacy, like, I know him. Same bus. Why your tongue keep hanging out the side of your mouth? What'd you say? It's a what? It's a nervous thing? So when you get nervous, your tongue come out? Do not get pulled over with this, right? Are there any drugs in the vehicle? Not at all. Is there any weapons or any other form of contraband? No, sir, I promise. I'm nervous. I eat air when I get nervous. Okay, let's talk to the gay dudes. How y'all doing? It's not often I turn on the lights and see two men cuddling in the corner. How you doing, sugar? Y'all a couple for real, huh? Okay, brother, you good? You don't need me to come over there and help you out? It's a bald motorcycle riding white man got you in a headlock. You sure? He's not a bald motorcycle rider? Oh, no, sis. Absolutely not. I ride, but not bikes. How long y'all been booed up, man? 12 years. Why you look like? Did y'all see that? The brother was like, 12 years. Who the fuck? 12 years a slave. Oh, 12 years after you were married to a woman? Oh, that's a gay clap. He's like, ready? Okay. So you had a woman, a wife? How? She didn't know that you had this in you or him in you? I want you to tell the story with the clap. Ooh, shit. You saw what you wanted and you took it? You shoplifted some off a man? Did you know the wife? Did you know the wife? Did you get to know her after you took him? Are you diabolical? You did? You just bumped into her like, hi, I'm the butt. Huh? That's what she said?
Yeah.
Would you answer the door?
She showed up
in the house. You moved him in before she was really gone? He was in there wearing her robe? He had on her lashes. She's like, I came back from my mother's robe. Who the fuck is that in the back? I saw what I wanted and I took it. What'd you say, baby? You taking not clothes? That's a little gayer than I was willing to go right now. I'ma just be honest. It's a spectrum and I was willing to go to a 7 and you went goddamn outrageous. I wasn't taking clothes. Like, that was the manliest way to say some gay shit.
I've ever heard. That was manly. It was manly, but it was gay as a m- at the same time. So how long y'all been together?
8
You've been married 8 years? This shit is serious. Y'all gonna stay or year 12, you gotta start worrying about women again. Oh, you ain't got no paperwork?
Yeah, we did. We hyphenated, don't hyphenate.
You hyphenated?
Yeah.
You have two male last names? Jesus, you couldn't decide who was a man? You were at the courthouse. They're like, who's sacrificing their last name? You guys are like, I'm a boy. I don't give a f-. I'm a boy too. Let's put a hyphen in it. If the hyphen looks like a p-, I'll do it. How'd you decide whose last name goes first? Okay, so you had your mom's ex-husband's last name, but he wasn't your daddy? Okay. Yeah, you don't really exist. You can establish your own history and your own lineage. And you started off with a gay hyphen. A guy hyphen. I didn't know this existed. Oh, you the man. The way you yelled out, I wanted to go first. So you wanted your name first. Is it alphabetical order? You just like, you just did rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah. I was D, he was Morris. We wanted to do D Morris. He said that sounded like a law firm.
It does sound like a law firm. Morris Dean sounds Jewish to you? I'll be honest with you. Sounds gay. What'd you say, baby? Him? You know him? That's your cousin. And so you don't got no... If you can't admit that, you're not even ready for what I'm about to try to bestow upon your life. You have to be... You have to admit to this crowd that you're... ...less. You ain't got no work wife. You ain't got no neighbor you've been looking at. You what? You own the company? What company? You own a trucking company. So you got money. Oh, so you're starting to build your profile for the women. All right, stand up. Let's figure out who you are. Okay. Stop sucking your stomach and be who you are. That stood up like, yeah, this is how I'm built for real. Let your stomach out, man. Come on. Them little stripes need to widen up. You got your shiny shoes on, your little Nick Cannon wilding out shoes, okay. And what's your name? Nick. You somebody's type. We gotta figure out who your type is though. So could you describe the woman of your dreams? Give me four things about her physically. Spanish. Hold on, all the black girls. Ah, this. You f***ing up, Nick. You literally had a whole table of beautiful black queens going, this. Oh, now you want to let them back in again? No, they cool, they cool. Thirsty ass. Stand on business. They don't want you to bend. Black and Spanish. We're going to open it up. Sis, y'all back in. She said, we want out. He didn't want us. Him. Yeah, you can't go back. Just Spanish. Tell me three more things. Yeah, can you hold your own body weight up? Why are you leaning on that? I see you ain't sucking in no more, too. You ain't slick. Some time passed. He's like, anyway, so what else I like? What else I like? Spanish, 5'5" or lower. What else? Huh? You're not picky. The next two don't even matter. What about can see? Y'all. Love is blind. That was a good moment. I'm gonna dap you up. I'm about to reach out in 3 seconds. 1, 2, I'm reaching out. Help me out. Let me touch her. Thank you, blind baby. I appreciate that.
What about her personality? Tell me four things about who she is, her essence. Gotta be what? Funny?
Nice.
She gotta be real with you. Okay, I like that. You want her to be genuine. Okay, in Miami. Ooh, you might have to drive one of your trucks somewhere else. You don't live in Miami, where you stay? Boca, okay. Oh, you got action. Oh, she said, I'm back. Como se dice? She's trying to speak Spanish quick. Okay, so she funny, she real, what else? Loyal, how tall are you, ma'am? Ma'am, how tall are you? 5'3", uh-oh. Okay, what else? You still don't know? She back out. She's like, indecisive, I'm back out. Fellas, if you don't learn nothing from this show, one, bust a nut real hard. Two, be decisive. That, they don't mind if they're not your choice, but you got to have something. So you gonna have to sit down. You didn't fuck this up. You fucked this up. What's wrong with the bill? Is it too high? What's wrong with it? You weren't ready yet? Oh, you want to keep drinking? Maybe. So you want to keep your tab open, what you saying? Possibly. Close that. That sound like he about... She's like, yeah, I saw his shoes. I got to get this money right now. He about to be up out of here. That nigga got on them Sonic the Hedgehog shoes. That nigga about to... Those look like boxing gloves. Where you get them shoes at? I got to get a picture of your shoes. Click his heels together and go back to Inglewood. This is a super blood, cuz. Them ain't shoes, them is shoes. That bailed out Chris Brown today. So y'all a couple then, huh? Outstanding. And what's your name, bro? Dom? What's that short for? Dante. And then what's your queen's name, man? Jennifer, it would be possible if she spoke on her own behalf? Yeah, but all that. Jennifer. Jenny from the block. How long y'all been together, y'all in love? 2 months. 2 months. How many times he wore them shoes? She like, every day, that's that n***a's shoes. He was mowing the lawn in them shoes. Them his... He, and where you work at? You got money or not? You got some? You got just buy any kind of shoe you want money, huh? Where you work at? You're a musician. What do you do? Piano and drums? At the same time? Like Anderson .Paak? You switch. So you play at the church. What church you be playing at? Because I'm going to be here Sunday. I'm going to come down and fuck with you. You play at three different churches? Damn, you just get up and pack in the middle of the sermon? Pastor like, turn your Bibles. He's like, I'm headed out. I gotta go get another check right quick. They're like, it's 30 minutes away. Not for me. Look at these shoes. Fire out. That nigga be at the next church before the blessings land. Hold on. What's wrong with this white lady? Man, what's going on, man? Are you translating?
Ole Miss. That's what she's
saying. Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
Thank you very much. But what the fuck is going on, though? Nah, because I've had
translations. She's signing for Chicago.
But somebody's supposed to be signing for her. Do you do it too? Are you signing for her?
No.
Can you tell her what? Ask her, I said. I want you to ask her, is everything okay? Based on her mouth, something is wrong. I understand that part. She said Ole Miss, she's from Mississippi, but you don't have to go to say that. Now, I don't mean nothing wrong. Are you, who's help? Okay. This is shit I'm talking about. I shut this down right now. I don't deserve this. Like, what? I just want to tell jokes. Listen, ask them if they both deaf.
ask. You ain't doing
I know.
Throw some shit up and ask. You both deaf? Which one is can hear me? Blue shirt can hear. Okay. And so she's translating for her.
Yes.
Okay, but this is the closest translator I've ever seen. You're supposed to be far away so she can enjoy the show and see me. Come up here. Come here. Come right here. Come here. Come here. Come here. I want you to enjoy yourself. Yeah, right on, right on, right on. I love you. I love you too. That's Nazi. But come on. Okay, stay right there like that. And then do it so she can look and enjoy the show. There you go. Look, she's moving over. Let me see what the fuck going on. Oh, she coming. Tell her not to yell. I love you. I love you. It's her birthday. Happy birthday. Can we all sing her happy birthday? But here's the thing. I want you to vibrate the room. So I need everybody to sing happy birthday real loud. We gonna sing you happy birthday. What's her name? We need the part where you say her. She like, bring it on. Michelle? No? What's wrong with you? Ma'am, this ain't about you. You just the hands. Yeah? That was Crip Blood and Vice Lord. I don't know what she threw up in my face. She was like, oh, my mama cuz everything I love. All I know is I love you. My name is Michelle. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Yeah. Okay. Y'all ready to sing happy birthday? We're gonna do the white version. So don't start that Stevie Wonder shit. All right, y'all gotta sing it loud as okay? I'm gonna kick it off. Happy birthday. Louder. Louder. Thank you. Yeah, how you say leave? How you say that was a beautiful moment and it has passed. Yeah. But yeah. This comedy is amazing. I mean. You don't know what your dream woman looks like? Okay, describe your dream man. Let me, Dad, help your son. You're never gonna have a daughter-in-law at this rate. 28 and you don't know what you like? What do you like? Dark girl?
Dark hair.
Dark hair, thank you. Okay. Just physical, dark hair. Ass?
Yeah.
I understood that. No, it's not ass. The ass on that one. She's got a fat ass. Her OSS is amazing. All right, you want some ass? Could you imagine asking for like that? Could I please have some ass? Governor? Huh? Older. Hold on. How old you want to go? How old can you go? How old can you go? Not 60? All right. You'll do it?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
You'll fall in love with a 60-year-old woman, and you'll respect her, and you'll love her with your whole heart. You'll kiss her ass.
What about the middle? Where the hole is? We about to get your mama ass ate. Yeah. You should let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Baby, you should let him love you. And then eat your booty. Eat your asshole.
What about you? You look like you might be ready for somebody to change your little life. Somebody broke your heart?
No.
What happened? Oh. The girls are like, aww. I'll sit on your face. Let me see if I can help. Let's describe your perfect woman. Yeah, yeah. Tell me five things about her physically. Look me in the face. Physically. Yeah, five things. Go.
Smart.
Smart. Okay. You say smile? Is that true? Everybody heard smart. Gaslighting. God, that's the dumbest word. I said, look at me, physical. Smart. And to say smart and it's dumb is at the same time. So smile, that's what you turned that into? All right. What else? Nice eyes? Okay.
I don't know. Once I see it, I know.
What about arms? Huh? No, what? Eagle wing?
Bingo.
Oh, would it be wiggling? I've never heard of that before. Forgive me, I'm on the other side of the pond. And so bingo wings is when they got the... Never mind. He's too young to appreciate it. But them the women that be cooking. You want some chicken, baby? I'm like, shh. So there's three things. Smile, eyes, no bingo wings. What else? This is your dream woman, fam. Okay, so let's move on from physical and go to personality. Yes. Smart. I told you you'd get on purpose. What's your name?
Amari.
Nice to meet you, Amari. Let's keep going. Smart, what else?
Thinks logically, not emotionally.
Every man in this is like, ooh. You have to fuck your homeboy, that's what you want. I don't want to judge all the women at the same time, but that's not necessarily y'all characteristic. So you want her to be logical before emotion? Okay. She's got to be raised by wolves. So, one more.
I can't think on the spot.
You can't think on the spot? You don't have to if you want to hear a woman. She's like, where the f*** were you last night? Smile, smart.
You always gaslight me. I know you said smart. I said smile, babe, smile.
I don't know if this is going to work. I was going to try to get you a woman, but I just feel like you're going to have to leave the way you can, just with no baby. Hey, what's your name, man? I appreciate you. Aaron, nice to meet you, man. A-A-Ron. And then this your queen right here? She got her arm behind your arm. I like that little body language. Yeah, I can see how she got it up under your arm and popped out. You hanging on to her fingers? Let me see y'all body language. Yeah. Oh, you got her hand on your dick too. I see what you're doing. Yeah, that way you're like, yeah, warm your hand up, babe. How long y'all been together? 6 years. And you love her the way you holding on to her like that? Outstanding. How'd you meet her? In Barbados. Oh, were y'all both in Barbados? On vacation? Holiday. You were on a vacation and you just bumped into her? And y'all from the same place out here? You from Toronto? Shut the f*** up, Vera. Shut the f*** up. No, it's okay. I'm just f*** with you.
He's like, what the f***? My f***ing grandma.
Got it. So you go all the way to Barbados. And you in what? About a foot of water? Treading through the ocean? And you see her frolicking?
She got a ponytail going like this. You're like, excuse me, governor. At a what?
Y'all need to buy a goddamn tea out this.
Did she, how did you know it was okay to go over there? She gave you the look? Okay, but how did you know he was the one out of all of the friends?
I went to her.
You walk right to her. You're like, once I met this girl, her name was Maxine. She was like, doo, 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 doo. You were like, oh my God, I'm in love. How did you keep, like, how much did you hit her every day? With letters? Text messages? Sometimes you gotta write a letter, man. You gotta be like, man, after you read this note, I want that. Do you got a good job here or something? What made you be the anchor? You were like, I gotta get the f*** out of here. Drake about to get his ass whooped by Kendrick. And so do you like it here? It's a lot different than Toronto.
It's nowhere to go, but there's a lot more parks, good subways, or underground systems. Sorry.
Oh, they don't call the subway? Oh, you fresh. Yeah, we was on the train today. I don't like that shit. A motherfucker was right here breathing on me. And normally I would react, but everybody had somebody on them. I was like, is it going to be like this all the way to the stadium, Trenton? And you're happy?
Yeah.
Scale from 1 to 1,000.
10,000.
10,000. Wow. 10,000, brother. And for I'll die for her. Here, Toronto, Antigua, I'll die anywhere for my queen. Wow. You love him back that same amount or more? Who loves who more? No. Couple, no. Couples, no. Look at each other. Who loves who more? She's like,
it's me. I came here from Toronto. I left everything I love for you.
Hold on. Hey, where are you going? Hey, where are you? You better not be taking this shit on my goddamn show. I swear to God. We had an intermission, and now you got to go do the...
She got, look how she walked. Excuse me, Governor. Got the poop in it.
Hold on. Hey, go back and wash your goddamn hands. That don't make no sense. That's ridiculous. You've been gone 98 seconds. It's doo-doo all over your hands. What'd you do that fast? You just looked at yourself and came out? You had to pee. And you washed your hands that quick. Is this your person? But grab his face. She like...
Hepatitis.
How long y'all been together? Y'all look young and impressionable.
4.5 years.
Where did you meet, huh? In college? What's your major? Physical therapy? Physiotherapy. I don't know what the f*** you said, Frank. What'd you say?
Physiotherapy.
Spell therapy. Exactly. So, why are you saying therapy? Yeah. Therapy. So you do what he does. You want to do that, right? That's the same shit, right? Am I tripping? You and Negalotopus? Okay, so how did you meet her? Just at a Black Panther meeting? Your hair is so beautiful, sis. I really wish black women would wear afros more and bring that shit back. That's good. Yeah. You do need to wash your hands. But I like the afro. And so what's your major? Law. Okay, sis. Goddamn, Olivia Pope.
Have you already graduated? You got some more school, right? Long take a while. Both graduated. B-O-F. Both. That's going to take some getting used to for that. Do some physical therapy for that. Count to four. There it is. It's one, two, three. Four. Okay. Yeah. It's three, sir. Three. Free is what we are. Okay. We're free. What's your name, sir? Absolutely. Me. Andy. How do you know about me? Your daughter? That's not your daughter? Wow. Andy, how old are you? What do you do for a living?
What in sales?
How long you been a cop? 37 years? The cop or the sales?
Sales.
What do you sell?
Airlines.
What? You sell airlines? How the f is there a market for that? To who? Just sultans? So you sell the space on cargo planes. Okay. And then when I said, what do? You decided to say that you sell entire airlines for a living. And so this is your wife?
No.
Oh. Do you like her? It's a quite big, actually. I've liked her since she was born. I was 71. Okay, so you're Andy. What's your name, ma'am?
Melissa.
Melissa? And what do you do for a living, Melissa?
I work
with him. Are you his boss? He's your boss's boss? Give me $1,000, Andy! Ooh, Andy got money. Hell yeah. She was like, you want to go to a show? He was like, absolutely, I'll buy the theater. I sell airlines. So when I asked him if he liked you, Melissa, he said yes. He was unequivocally. He was like, yeah, I like him. And that's in the employee handbook. He's not supposed to say that. Do you like him back a little bit? A little bit? How much? Like enough to fuck or like enough to love? Andy, like, I've been I don't know you I like you guys for each other. But how old are you, Melissa?
48.
48. And you look young for your age. You do. No, it didn't take a blessing. You just you look young for your age. And then Andy, we gotta get you a wig or something. You look like you used to clean chimneys.
Your chimney's fine now, sir.
All right, now, are you good to talk or you want to look away too? You good? Okay, cool. Now, you have resting, I don't give a face. Yeah, your face looks very disinterested. All right, put the camera on him so everybody can see what I mean. Right? Like, he look like he don't want, he like, yeah, whatever. Don't try to get all happy now. Keep your face dead like it was when I was telling them jokes. This your wife? Outstanding. And so what's your name, sir? Hunter? Okay. And what's your name? What? Kiara? That's what you said the first time? Okay. And so how did you guys meet? High school. Yeah, that's how that works. You been together since? Y'all took each other's virginity? You high school sweethearts. She took yours? He took yours. Where was yours at? Was it middle school? Damn, Hunter, you was out here. Hey, Hunter was out here. Hey. He was hunting down. What? Yeah, damn. And so how long you been married then? You, since high school, that's a long time. 2015 you got married, so 10 years. But you were together longer than that. 17 years before the 15 or 17 total? You met in 08. Okay, so y'all younger than y'all look. What do you do for a living, Hunter? I haven't met any white man in 24 years with a dress shirt with no collar button all the way up. You look like you got dressed in a convent, sir. She dressed you, so you just got out of the shower and that was laying on the bed. She like, get dressed, we're going to the show. Front row, Nate's gonna love this shirt. God damn. That looks like it goes under armor. Like actual armor, like. You got a boring job? What do? You're project manager for an electric company? So you're the most powerful person in the room at your job. It's a big room, and you're still the most powerful in it? No? Everybody got a boss? I don't. I really don't. I can do a cannonball on you right now. Ain't nothing gonna happen. I might make the papers, but then I sell out some more shows as I tell the story about it. I'm like, you would have jumped on them too and had no collar on. So you're a project manager at an electrician company. Commercial or residential? Commercial? She looked expensive. Give me $50. I want it to be attainable. Do I have Cash App? Yes, I do. It's $ Mr. Nate Jackson. Send me the money. And in the note, I want you to put, I ain't got no collar on up in the club. And so what do you do for a living then? Respiratory therapist? For people with asthma or people with sleep apnea? Both? So you can give people the dream machines? Okay. All the fat people, before you leave out of here, check in. Okay? Black men, you need to meet her. If black men don't like the hospital, we'll be like, man, I'm good. What's wrong with me? You got a boil on top of your head. So come talk to her. She do the respiratory therapy, get you right.
What you like? I got you a little midget. I got you a nice, pretty lady. You like black girls? You want a black girl? You sure? Because you got to have thick skin for that. As soon as she mad at you, get your no wet leg walking ass the fuck up. I should have never got with you. You can't even do a jumping jack. Black girls love you. They lift you up. But if you get on their bad side, you about to hear about that shit. Your oxtails. What you like, Nate? We got to get you your own queen. Spanish and or Mexican. Hispanic. Okay. You from here? Ohio. And you came out here and now you like Latinas? You in love with them. Is that what happened to your legs? It's crazy. I'm leaving. Okay, fool. You ain't gonna be walking into no other life, I tell you that. Latinas are crazy. Stab your legs. You killed my brother. So you want a Latina? How tall? Tall, short? Same height as you? That's a midget? How tall? 5'5". Outstanding. You want her to have, titty? Okay, you like to roll right up into a Latina with 5'5". That's everybody. What about a personality? Sense of humor? Hell yeah. Well, she like to dance. What? what? You can go. He bachata in that y'all. He be like, come on, baby. What's up, baby? What's up, baby? You see him.
Oh, by the way, he's a millionaire. So are there any women that are interested? Clap two times. Oh, you got a screamer. Point her out. Don't let her hide. Point her out.
Is that E-40?
What in the hurricane, Chris?
Goddamn. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Sir, that's... No. Yeah? You fuck it? Fuck it? No? Thumbs down? Okay. Sir? Sir? This isn't gonna work, sir. So what happened? You just wanted some attention, baby? Stand your tough ass up. Let me see you. She a G too. That's
like, what's up, man? You know what? Yeah.
Hell yeah. Who you with? You came by yourself? Wait, hold on now. That's your girl? Your best friend? Best friend kind of cute a little bit. Got your little chain on. Got a little ass, look. How tall are you? Oh! What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Hey, oh! How you feel about legs? It don't even matter, huh? Hey, come here. Okay, come on out, my brother. Come on, Heather. I like the leg up. It looks professional. Let's come up. He said, should I put my leg down? No, leave that up. Now shake her hand, give her a little handshake. Shake her hand, you feel that? That's a man hand. He been grabbing a wheel, strong. Give him a little hug, just a little hug. You got your phone on you?
Yeah.
Man, get her phone number, man. He gonna f*** the shit out of her. He gonna be like. Hell yeah. You want your man to go with you to the mall? Put him on your back. When you get back over there, you call that. Make sure that's her real number. F*** that. It's ringing. Are you in the cave, fam? Yes, sir. Here, get your water. It's your thirsty. I had the night. Wait, what you about to do? What you about to sit on it? Nate! He like, I didn't want to disrespect her like that. Nigga, I would have told that mother up. You better than me. I'd have been like, yeah. I'd have lift the whole cheek up. Congratulations. You're welcome, baby. Are you looking away? Damn! Look, this husband ain't sh**. He's like, nah, take this sh**. Lock in. He been talking all that sh**t at the house. Get her ass, Nate. He's like, please. I'm not gonna get you, baby. You already going through a lot with him. Hell yeah. Hold still, y'all moving a lot. Can both of y'all smile and look that way? Smile. Y'all missing the same tooth in the same spot? Hey, let me see your tooth. Turn. The other way. It's missing. Let me see yours. Turn that way. Y'all need a dentist appointment immediately. Both of them got the same tooth missing. What's your name? How to Train Your Dragon couple? Huh? Jessica? Jennifer? I couldn't hear because a lot of air going out that spot where that tooth's supposed to be. And she's like, yes. What's your name, sir? Troy? Look like a Troy. Got all that under neck. What's your name? Darian? Outstanding. How long you been with her?
14 years.
That's what's up.
Y'all met when y'all had all y'all teeth? She's like, I was missing this. It never came in. I had it when I had baby teeth, but when it fell out, it didn't come back. So that's how we get down. Toothless the dragon. Let's talk to you first, sir. Nice white man, nice little bangs, little this business. No, no, not you, sir. The motorcycle club soldier. No, right behind you is your uncle, the rich white man. That's who I want to talk to. Yes, with the shirt on that says culture. Yes, you. Is it Tim? I feel like I could guess it. What's it start with? He said, it's V, Vic. V for Vic. Don't tell me the whole name. Guess it. It's V for Vic. She's like, him too. He's Victor. Vic, your nose looks like you smell a fart all the time.
It's just up a little bit like, hey guys, does anyone anyone want a charcuterie board?
What bank do you work at, Vic? You a banker? What do you do? You're a nurse? Oh, okay. That's what's up. I thought you were a white man. I didn't know you were Filipino. And what do you do, what's your name? Aaron. And what do you do, Aaron? You're a nurse too? Same hospital? Same OR? Same everything? Are y'all breaking the hospital rules? How long you been with her, Vic? 5 years. And so y'all been nurses together the whole time? No. So she was a nurse first, you were a nurse first. And then you're like, baby, you need to get your life together and stop dancing. She's like, these tits bringing in all the money. I don't give a fuck about no nursing no more. Like, I'm gonna help you out. I'll help you pass your nursing test and get you a job. And now she's a nurse too. I'm a phlebotomist. I take blood from Crips. I like you guys for each other. At first, I was very concerned. I was very concerned because he kept doing some with his lips. I wasn't sure what was going on. You got a little tick or something? You nervous? When you do that, what's that? That heroin? What's that? Chapstick? Why would you make me watch that? Gay! He's like, wait, everybody hold on. Continue. Like, what the f***? You want a chop? You do.
I do.
Well, what's your name, baby?
Deja.
Deja? This going to be good. You know what I'm saying? And then who is that trying to, little but trying to be big? How tall are you, sir? You look very awkward next to your girl. 5'5". God damn, she is a foot taller than you. Stand up. No, you're a little man.
Wow. Do you know the munchkin man?
What's your name? Roland? And that's how you be getting around, too. So you 5'5". Go on, sit down, man. I know your little legs hurt. And then how tall are you, sis?
I'm 5'5".
Stand up. Stand up. No. Stand up, Roland, back to back. No, stay up, sis. Roland, stand up. Put your back on her back. Since y'all both 5'5". Hell no. 6'3". Your girl bigger than you. She pick you up and eat your ass. Come here, mother. You be like, yes. So how did y'all meet? What's y'all love story origin? He stalked you? This is what you wanted me to talk to y'all about? You sitting here with your stalker? I think you playing with the concept. I don't know if you truly been stalked. I want a piece of your hair. You didn't stalk her? Tell me what happened, fam. You just found her on Facebook, like, what's up, child? She was like, I'm Tali. You met on Facebook for real? What was your, how did you meet her in person then?
She offered to cook for me. I said, no, I'll take you out to eat.
She offered to cook for you. And you said, no, I'll take you out to eat with your stupid ass. Let her cook. You could have learned so much. Where'd you take her to eat? A Spanish restaurant? Oh, Spanish. I was like, I didn't know they had a whole restaurant based on Spanish. That's where she was born. That's why she's so goddamn strong. That's Popeye the Sailor Man. So you took her to a Spanish restaurant, bro. You were eating, and they like, in the background. You're like, so what you into? She's like, I like to cook. You got me out here. Y'all in love? You are?
Yeah.
How much you love him?
A lot.
Scale from 1 to 3,000.
4,000.
4,000. Okay. Okay. Sir, how much you love her back? How much do you love her back? Scale from 1 to 10. 1,000. So she love you, folk. 2,000 more. 3,000 more than your 1,000. I set you up a little bit, but both of you tried to exceed the scale. I appreciate that. What do you say, baby? You've been waiting patiently? For what? I've been dancing everywhere, but you want to make sure I get you. Oh, you pay more money than the other people? Okay. What kind of privilege you got that I got to stop finding her love? She just threw the ball at me. Can I catch it? God damn. It's still in the air. It's flowing. She's like, excuse me. Excuse me. She literally just slapped your ball out there. She's like, psh. But what's your name? Jamie Lynn? Okay, Jamie Lynn. Nice to meet you. Do you have white people and black people here? She got multiple personalities. Sclerosis. She got multiple stylists. Damn, you look like Keisha and Katie. Missionary, put your head down. Doggy style. Look. All right, Jamie Lynn. You're beautiful, but you got a lot going on with your hair. But you're beautiful. And so let's talk about life. The reason I'm doing this is because it's going to be easy to get you somebody. You had women baiting. It's not going to be a problem. Okay? She need help. You got money, Jamie Lynn? Money. What do you do for a living? You're retired. Okay, what did you used to do? State of Illinois, what?
34 years.
For 34 years?
Department of Mental Health.
Department of Mental Health? Ooh. Ooh. I was just kidding when I said the thing about the multiple personality. That was just a joke. She'd be like, it's too late. Both of us gonna be at the car tonight to stab you in your fat ass. Me and me, we gonna be outside. Now, let's just assume that it's just a hairdo and it's not life choices. Okay? I think you're an attractive woman. And how young are you? 58. Well, you damn sure look good for 58. You're welcome. You're welcome. Especially when you put your head down. When you put your head down, you look 28. Put your head up, you look like you've been at the DMV. You don't want to work there no more. You know how to cook? Okay. What kind of man you want? You have two questions for me before you answer mine? Okay. This is for show crazy. I done came over here. She's like, I have a question, and I have a question. Why do you have two questions? Okay, usually it's just two chains, but questions will work. Let's get the first one out. Or can I hear them both at the end of the same breath? Okay, ready, go. What am I doing for the rest of my life? Okay. Living. And the second one was what? Will I marry you? That's why she did that to you. She be like, she about to take my husband and my husband. She didn't want to do that. She like, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to let the moment. I'm just going to say so. Yeah, no. But somebody will. Plus, you got to treat me better than that. You're going to ask me. You got to be on your knee with a fat ass rock. I'm a lady. They got just asking me all willy-nilly out loud and shit. You know what I'm saying? Even like, if you got your heart set on me, trust me, it's brothers built like me all over the country. It's a gang that used to be phenomenal athletes and blew their knee out and had to figure out something. Matter of fact, it's a right there built like me. We didn't even have to go that far. Look, he looked like me and shouty combined. What my name is, head ass. Show him. Tell me he ain't built like I'm built. Go down. Look, that's how my stomach is. If you like this, you'll love that. How old are you? He's 50. You like brown boys? Leave him outside. The longer he out there, the browner he gonna get. She said, will you marry me? That's as crazy as a... Two questions. Yeah, Chicago's be on some other... I've been all over the world. Ain't nobody ever been like, I'm sorry. Could I bother you with a couple of questions? First, forever? She talking still. So I don't know what she said.
Like, DJ, when you want to wake up, don't you want to bust a nut?
What did you just say? Did I wake up this morning thinking somebody was going to ask me to marry me? No. I woke up this morning like, I got to catch this goddamn plane.
Now, all your friends single, but nobody wanted Jay. What happened? Huh? The white lady with the gigantic. You don't want Jay? You love him? Yeah, I'm sure you do love him. And do you didn't find none of that interesting? All the stuff, Jay? Oh, you're in the middle of a divorce. Oh, so the perfect man is somebody with like responsibilities and children, and he only come around once a week, once a month, when the kid's gone. You don't want none. She wants some dick. She just wants some dick. Jay like, I got dick. I'm looking for love, but in the meantime. Okay, well, fuck it. Jay whole shit is switched up. You want to get the shit out of you and a massage? Huh? I know your back hurt. I'm crazy. You got tension all in your shoulder. Yeah, you need a special bra for lumbar support. Ooh, they was jiggly. Do that one more time. Oh, is that on camera? Please, put the camera on. It's going on up here. Show the friend. Oh! God damn, Jay! What you want me to do, baby? You want me to do my shit? Okay, hey, he like you. Turn around and look at him in the face. Don't touch the t-shirt, just look at him. What'd you say, baby? Oh, you already hollering at each other?
No.
I want to see the energy. Could you look at him right now and let me see when y'all lock eyes?
Uh-oh.
What'd you say, babe? You want to feel his hands on your shoulder? look like it feel good. You want to know something crazy? He did all that with his d- Oh, I like that. Yeah, y'all need to holler at each other, man. Get that over with. What's your name?
Jay.
Nice to meet you, Jay. Okay, you got on your gold jewelry. You got on, is that Van Cleef? You got on some Van Cleef? Okay, all right. You look like you played some ball somewhere. You used to play some football or something? Basketball and for two sport athlete, okay. Well, you got big black ass knuckles. You do massage therapy. Now, who you rubbing that is changing the color of your knuckles, though? That's, you must be doing deep tissue massages on gorillas. You a masseuse at the zoo? Okay, but I saw your phone light up when you got up, and there was a beautiful little girl on there. That's your daughter? So you make pretty babies. All right, ladies. You're not gonna give you no little Gargamel. You make beautiful children. Okay, so you got a daughter, and then there was only one baby on the screen. Is that you don't like the other one as much? She your favorite? She thinks she the favorite. Okay, why? She the daddy's girl. And so the other baby is a little boy? All right. Same mama? Same mama. And she's still with us? Okay, she ain't. He's like, I ain't killed the yet. I think you got a chance. Let's look, this is what we gonna do. Let me get the logo real quick. Yep, and then Jay, stand up. And this time, come on, stand up. Your back hurt or something? Goddamn. You keep making sounds. Yeah. That's a nice necklace. You got jewels on your shit. That's that real shit of the shit from the Facebook I keep seeing pop up. Your neck itch or are you good? Okay. All right, so this is what I want you to do. This ain't for me. This is for all the women that may be considering this as an option. So what I want you to do is I want you to make the sexiest face in your facial. Look at, tighten up. Not that face. Make your sexy face. You know what I'm talking about. Make your, yeah, you start licking his lips. Like, yeah, get your LL Cool J on. Make your, all right, now make your sexiest face. Don't look at me. I don't, hey. What's going on? Look at the camera. Hold still. Open, let some teeth show. Yeah, a little more. Stop right there. Okay, now look at the camera, open your eyes a little bit. Open your eyes just a little bit. Open your eyes, but keep your forehead down. Right there, the bottom of your face is locked. All right, open your eyes just a little bit. Okay, now hold, right there. Don't, God damn it, we had it. Lock in, Jay, this is for the. All right, stop, lock it in, look at the camera. Turn the camera, God damn it, Jay. Should put him on the camera right now. Logo, this n***a keep licking himself. Trying to find you somebody to love you, and you licking yourself like you want your balls separated.
Let's talk to this white lady with these goddamn crazy ass goddamn teeth. You put her in that outfit? You didn't know that you were coming to a show where somebody talks to people, but you got your teeth out like that? Cannon, come right next to me so that everybody can see it how I see it. Look at them goddamn big ass titties. Your titties so big, they look like it's a booty hole inside of them. And she look like a booty on her chest. Ooh, don't jiggle them, stop. That Cannon the lesbian, she be the quit. I quit. She give me the, take the camera. I gotta go. What's up? You good? What's your name? Huh? Nice to meet you, Allison. And so who's your friend that dressed you up? Hey, Erica, that's my sister name, man. That's a beautiful name. Yeah, you got the CK in your name or just the K? Just the C, so it ain't the same. So I don't feel bad if I destroy, you know what I'm saying? Is the light hitting her forehead for everybody the way it is for me? That motherfucker got a little, it got a little bump and then it's flat and then another little bump. Did you fall or something? Put your head down a little bit. Look at me, do this with your head. Yeah, it's a little spot on there where the light don't get over, so it's a little shadow. You're beautiful, but you got a little dent on your head, though. You for sure got a little dent. And so what happened? You don't know? This is just how you rocking. There's no particular story in your life that would attribute to why you got a spot on your head like that? Okay. Doctor just snatched you out, huh? He's like, that goddamn baby yanked you out. Cause I can still see where his thumb had grabbed you when you was in there. When you were in there, he just grabbed you like that and he pulled you like that. And so you grew into his thumbprint on your forehead. But you're beautiful with that little dent. And how do you make, y'all rich or no? What do you do for money, Erica? You work for a real estate company. Well, you set up to win. Hell yeah. How come they don't let you go sell the places and get the real money? The dent. They're like, keep that in the back. She got a dent in her head. You got to go to work in a beanie. If you put a beanie on, you'll sell all the houses. But, sir, would you buy a house from somebody with a dented up forehead? Exactly. She's been checking the density of the walls. She's a stud finder. That's how they use her. They just take her head and hit it on the wall. The first two are 14 inches apart. That last one was 12. We're going to have to knock this wall out and put a new stud in there. I'm sorry. You deserve better than me clacking your head against two speakers. I apologize, Erica.
Are you a police officer?
No, a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Yeah.
Really? A man nurse? That's what's up. How long you been doing that? 13 years. You about to go back and so you can become a doctor?
No.
You strike me like you know more than the doctor in the room.
Most of the time
you're like, actually I've seen House episodes and this is not influenza, doc. And this is your, who's this, who are you with?
My wife.
Your wife, okay. And so, yeah. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, sir, Mr. Nurse, ma'am?
57.
57 years old. Now, unless your wife was born in a time machine, there is quite an age difference between the two of y'all. How old are you, ma'am? 40? Okay, you look young, but your voice was old. I want you to know that. How old are you, 40? Yeah, I'm 40 goddamn years old. I've been around this 10 goddamn times around the sun. That's in the last 10 years. I'm older than God damn, you must smoke blunts inside of your cigarettes. Her voice is old as a I wish y'all would have heard it. Way back, I'm sorry. Well, I said, how old is she? Like 40. Yeah. I see trees of green, clouds of white. That's your regular voice? She's like, what? Yeah, that's my regular voice. What you mean? Are you a bingo announcer? You sound like the DJ at a skating rink. Up next, couple skate, grab your girl. So, how did you meet him? You went to go get your voice checked and he was a nurse? She's beautiful, you did good, man. Hell yeah, titties crazy. They're dangling all out the goddamn shirt. Good job. So how did you meet? How did you meet a young, active 40-year-old? Look at me, sir, don't check in with her. You used to work together. So you met her in like an operation room? In the ER.
Yeah.
Shut the f*** up.
I've seen enough brochures.
Yeah, but I'd be mad as a f***. I'm in the ER, they about to put me under and you in there trying to f***. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, he's under anesthesia. Mr. Jackson, start counting down from 10. I'm like, 10, 9. Hey, why are you looking at her like that? She flirting. What's up? What's up, Mr. Nurse Man? 7, 6. Would you please break them up? I want y'all to take me. Take me serious. So you met in the ER, saved lives together, realized you can rely on each other, and then how'd you get her out of the hospital and into your bed? Like, how did that happen? Why you keep looking at her? Sir, you are old enough to be her goddamn daddy. If you check in with her one more time, I'm gonna do a cannonball on your table. Now man up. Just because her voice is deep into yours don't mean she gotta run the whole goddamn experience. Now look at, lock in on me. Don't worry about her no more. There's nothing you can say to fuck up. She's waiting for you to die any goddamn way. So how did you get her to be the love of your life? She's like, yeah, what happened? Say it with your chest. It was a mutual connection. Okay, so who hollered at who first? He hollered at you. What did he say? Tell me what he did. What is Nurse Riz? He was like, you want 50 cc's of so I put it in my throat, actually, yeah. That way you can feel it vibrate, yeah. She sound like Petey Pablo. How you doing? Outstanding. Who you with? Let me meet the table. How you doing, Greg? You good? What's your name, man?
Greg.
Is that, for real? Shut the fuck up. Your name is really Greg? I will shit on myself. Your name is really Greg? Let me see your ID. You better say Gregory on that. I was just around. If I'm on it like that, this is about to be a crazy show. Let me see. It's really Greg? I be goddamn. You got a black ass middle name. His middle name is Marion. How the f- Nice to meet you, Gregory Marion. Okay, so this your wife? Outstanding. So y'all, how long y'all been together?
25.
Oh, y'all don't f around. You gotta understand, I just left Miami last weekend and everybody, the oldest marriage was 3 years old. Something about the city, you know what I mean? But out here, you can put 25 years in. What'd you say?
Feels like 60.
Feels like 60? Okay, that's kind of fucked up to yell out loud, but. Could have saved that and said that in the car. God damn. He's gonna be driving home like, feels like 60. You gonna make Marion come out. Keep f-ing around. How did y'all meet? At a sock hop or something? Some old. Y'all met at a skating rink, a soda pop shop? Online.
Love AOL.
AOL.com? Okay. So you should run home from work. You got mail. Right, what's up? Okay. What's the secret to making it 25 years?
Well, we have 4 daughters, so.
You got 4 daughters?
Yeah, we're busy.
So your secret, just to be clear, is needing to stay because of the kids. I see why, yeah. He's like, man, I give up, man, God damn. You gotta think that out, Greg. I see why it feels like 60, man, I forgive you. What would you say the secret is, 25 years as a couple?
Learning to forgive and just...
Learning to forgive. That got deep, quick. I expect you'd be like, pop, but learning to forgive is some real... What you been doing, Greg? God damn. You out here doing forgivable activity? Look, she's like, nope, that's it. Take his ass out of here. Get his ass out of here. That's amazing.